This is our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. Here is your host, Joe DiRienzo.
Hello and welcome to our Pastimes Podcast presented by USA Baseball. I'm your host, Joe DiRienzo. It is Wednesday, February 10th, and coming up on today's show, the 2015 USA Baseball Awards have been announced, so I'll go into detail on our winners, and later I'll be joined by Brooks Webb to talk about 2015's Athlete of the Year Award winner. So, let's see what's leading off. '15 U National Team's Justin Henry Molloy has been named the Richard Dick Case USA Baseball Athlete of the Year. Molloy batted .538 at the Copape AA Pan American Championships with two homers and 11 RBIs, including a grand slam in the semifinals against Mexico. Willie Randolph, manager of the Premier 12 team, was named Rod Dato USA Baseball Coach of the Year. Randolph was also formerly an assistant coach on the 2013 World Baseball Classic team with USA Baseball. Team of the Year was awarded to the Women's Pan Am Games team, who won gold at the first ever multi-sport, multi-nation event that included women's baseball. They won the first ever game over Venezuela and finished the tournament an undefeated 5-0, outscoring their opponents 44-10 over the course of the Pan Am Games. And from that team, Malaika Underwood won the organization's Sportswoman of the Year. She batted .600 in the tournament, leading all hitters, and was responsible for the first ever run scored in women's Pan American Games baseball history. International Performance of the Year went to Collegiate National Team members Tanner Houck, AJ Puck, Ryan Hendricks, and Chris Oakey. Houck, Puck, and Hendricks combined for a no-hitter against Cuba in Game 1 of the series, with Oakey behind the plate for all 9 innings. Houck started the game off with 4 hitless frames, striking out 4 batters in the process. Puck followed him up with another 4 zeros, allowing 1 walk and striking out 1, and Hendricks closed in the 9th and forced 3 groundouts to seal the 2-0 win and the historic no-hitter. It marked the first time that Cuba has ever been no-hit in international competition. 12U National Team manager Tanner Vesely was named Developmental Coach of the Year. The 12U National Team won gold at the WBSC U12 World Cup in Taiwan, going 8-1 and defeating host country Chinese Taipei in the gold medal game in front of a sold-out 11,000-person crowd. And rounding out the awards is USA Baseball Volunteer Coach of the Year, awarded to Todd Green for his work with a 14U National Team Development Program. Green is also a former major leaguer and a USA Baseball Team USA alum. After the break, I'll be joined by Brooks Webb to talk about how Justin Henry Molloy earned Athlete of the Year honors in 2015 and how the National Team Championships has played a key role in the 15U National Team's success. You're listening to our Pastimes Podcast. Bucket hats are back, and they are flying off the shelves as orders pile in on USABaseballShop.com. Available in navy, graphite, black, white, and the fan favorite digi camo, you can get your USA Baseball bucket hat while they're still in stock at USA Baseball Shop by heading over to usabaseballshop.com. Joining me now on our Pastimes Podcast is Senior Director of Baseball Operations here at USA Baseball. It's Brooks Webb. And Brooks, thanks for joining us once again today.
Glad to be here, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
So you all heard from Brooks last summer when his 15U national team returned from Mexico with gold medals around their necks. Now one of his players adds another accolade to cap off his 15U experience. Justin Henry Molloy has been named USA Baseball's 2015 Athlete of the Year for his performance at the Copape Pan American Championships. That included a grand slam in the semifinals, just an awesome ride for that team led by Molloy. So Brooks, what was it like having him on your 15U national team this past summer?
Well, when you think back to that team and the experience that they had and talking to the coaching staff or even, you know, guys who were able to be around and watch that team, there were so many special players that took the field for us, and everybody kind of had a role. But it was very clear kind of early on, even at trials before we picked that final roster, that Justin Henry was going to be somebody that you could rally around, that was going to help bring the team together, that was going to be the guy that in a time of need was going to help rally your guys and be a leader for you. And that right. was something that you don't necessarily expect from him from a performance standpoint. Is that leadership going to translate into being a big time player on the field? But it definitely did in a lot of ways for us as a team. And it kind of showed from day one of him at trials all the way through the gold medal game. It was something that no matter how bad or good it got, he was one of those guys that stayed even keel throughout. And that was probably the most exciting thing for us to see, is he never got too high, he never got too low. And obviously that's a great characteristic of somebody who can lead a team.
Yeah, it's hugely crucial to have guys like that on your team to sort of help balance out the rest of the guys. And this is the second straight year your 15-year national team ended up with USA Baseball's Athlete of the Year recipient. Last year it was Bryce Harang, who hit .553 and led the team in runs and RBI. So a different kind of leadership, more in performance than in the off-the-field stuff. So after you got to see these two and compare and contrast, how do Molloy and Harang compare?
Well, they're obviously both elite players on the field.
Right.
And that's clear from what they did with their time with Team USA. But very different players from just how they approach the game, where Justin Henry's a little bit more of a vocal type player, where Bryce is more of a lead by example guy. But to give you a great story about Bryce, you know, he was more of a shortstop by trade coming out of our national team championship selection event. And at the end of the day, we felt like he was the best fit for us in center field. So we had a very frank conversation with him and said that we think he could be our everyday center fielder. And in our exhibition games and in our workouts, we were going to give him the opportunity to be that starting center fielder. And he could have very easily said, hey, I'm not comfortable doing that, or no, I'd rather stay in the infield. But he took it head on, ran straight out to the outfield for our drills, and really never looked back. And was a key cog for us, you know, defensively up the middle. And made some really nice plays, and you kind of you would turn your head and say, wow, that's a guy who doesn't have a lot of experience in the outfield, if any, coming in, and was able to go out there and make that adjustment. So as far as the athleticism, the ability to kind of know and adapt to the game really quickly, Bryce brought that. Where Justin Henry, he was more of the corner infielder type. He could slide over. He played shortstop for his high school team at times. So he's very athletic in his own right, but was somebody who was a little bit more established, and with his bat and kind of the potential that he had to be a middle of the order hitter for us, we knew he was going to stick at third base. And to his credit, you know, I think he'd be the first to tell you he had a pretty rough go of it early on defensively. And it was one of those things with our team where we were looking for a clean game defensively, an error-free game. And really leading up through the entire tournament, we had some pretty ugly defensive showings. And every game we say, hey, our best baseball is still out there. It's still to be played. And every game we thought we were getting closer and closer to that point. And then in the game against Mexico where he had the big grand slam, we made one error, and it was funny. It was on a fly ball miscommunication, and we're just thinking, man, you know, technically our best baseball is still out there, an error-free game. And then we go into the gold medal game, and Justin Henry made three or four diving plays.
Yeah, he was a highlight reel in that one.
Absolutely. He was a guy who stepped up, and they weren't just, you know, no outs, nobody on base type plays. There were several situations that if the ball gets past him, Columbia scoring a run or two, and somebody that was a little bit of a stopper for us in that game defensively. And it was an error-free game for our team, and that started with some of the plays he made in the field. And, again, just a leader kind of in every facet of the game for us.
Mm-hmm. And that first and third double play that he pulled to end an inning there, that was one of those really high intensity and no room for error, and he made an incredible play to sort of seal that inning and get you guys out of a huge jam in that one. And you mentioned Bryce Harang in the National Team Championships. Both of these players did come from a National Team Championship selection event to play for the 15U National Team. And that event is another one that you work very closely with here at USA Baseball. So you get to see the process from going from selection to national team. How crucial is it for the 15U National Team's success that the National Team Championships is a part of that process?
Well, the National Team Championships, dating back to 1996 when they were the Junior Olympics, have always kind of been the larger of the selection events for Team USA as far as identifying national team talent. Now it's obviously expanded with our NTIS, and we have so many great regional directors across the country that help identify players at the local level. But the National Team Championships still kind of stand as the pillars for being able to see large amounts of the top players across the country on the West Coast and the East Coast in Arizona and Florida. And Bryce and Justin Henry are two great examples of players who have come through that process and ultimately have been guys who have shown very well in that event. And from kind of day one, we're on our scouts' radar and continued to get better throughout the week. And by the end of the day, they were no-brainers for us. We want to see the competitive side of things, but also gives us a chance to see the flexibility and what some of these guys can do, and gives us the flexibility as a staff to say, hey, we really liked you at third base, but maybe we could see you play some outfield here, because from, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 games these teams get to play, it gives those guys the opportunity to do some things they may not necessarily be able to do with their teams the rest of the summer.
Right, and there is that added competitive side of it. They are still playing with their teams, trying to win a medal in these national team championships events. So you get to see that drive, them trying to not just play for themselves, but play for their team. And it's just a whole other element that you get to add. You told me a story before we came on air here about Malloy, where he didn't exactly get that USA bid like he wanted to his first time around.
Yeah, Justin Henry is a great example of somebody who's kind of stuck with our selection process all the way through. And you know, he and Tristan Casas, another player on our 15U team, both, they're guys who making Team USA was on the list of the things they wanted to accomplish as a baseball player, not knowing when that would be, because obviously it could be at 12 years old, or it could come when you're a professional.
Right.
But both of those guys, we've seen them in our national team selection processes all the way back to 2013, both at the NTIS and at the national team championships. I remember seeing Malloy for the first time at the 2013 NTIS, and was a good player. He had some tools. You could obviously see that he had some potential, but there were some players at the time that were ahead of him. Mm-hmm. He wasn't selected, but he was definitely a follow player for us, and we continued to make sure we encouraged him to be at selection events to make sure his teams were participating. And he even came back to the championships the following year in 2014. He wasn't selected that year, but he comes back in 2015. Obviously was selected after a really, really good event in the 15U East down in Florida, and goes on to be the USA Baseball Organizational Player of the Year. So a pretty cool story for him, kind of seeing it through, wanting to continue that hard work of what it would take to make Team USA. And obviously he's reaping the benefits of that today.
Right, and if that's not, that's a perfect story of come to the event, give it a try, stay involved in the process, and eventually if all the hard work goes through and you've got the tools, you will be noticed by the staff and by the task force there to get the opportunity to play for Team USA. And if you want to play for 2016 Team USA, this is your chance. The National Team Championships registration happening right now on usabaseball.com. So you've got to head there. 14U, 15U, 17U opportunities all in that event. And Brooks, thank you for taking the time today to talk with us about Justin Henry Malloy, the 15U National Team, and these National Team Championships.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
We'll close out the show after this. Panini America is proud to be the exclusive trading card manufacturer of USA Baseball. Before the game's biggest superstars reach the show, they don the stars and stripes, and Panini America is there to chronicle that monumental step in a player's career with the most collectible trading cards, autographs, and memorabilia in the industry, all officially licensed by USA Baseball. Get yours today at your local trading card store or online at iCollectPanini.com. That's iCollectPanini.com. That's going to do it for today's episode of our Pastimes podcast. You can head over to usabaseball.com next Wednesday, February 17th, for the first matchup release for the 2016 National High School Invitational. We'll be revealing 2 first-round matchups per week leading up to the NHSI, which starts just 6 weeks from today. Spring training for MLB players starts in just a few weeks as well, so we're almost done waiting for on-field baseball to come back into our lives. It's about time. Once again, congrats to all of the 2015 USA Baseball Organizational Award winners. For today's guest, Brooks Webb, I'm Joe DiRienzo. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to USA Baseball's presentation of our Pastimes podcast. For upcoming episodes and the complete archive of our Pastimes podcast, find us on iTunes or head to usabaseball.com.